This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah. This is Damian Lemon.
And this is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
We are back again.
Yeah.
Again.
Like we always do about
yeah.
this time.
Yes. Wednesday tradition.
Welcome to Death Row.
There you go. I was just thinking about not welcome to Death Row. But intro shit like that, I was listening to Cube on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Cube is in my top five. I've been saying that for a while.
Cube is my number one storyteller in hip hop.
He could be. I think he's. Yeah, I gotta go back and listen to some of the albums because the albums was like movies. Right. You know what I mean? Even the way they started. You know, whether it was like Switch with the dude giving the switch right. or the lethal injection, all right. of that type of shit. It got you ready for some shit to unfold. Right.
Even just all the way back, just the way, even on Dope Man, the way they mm-hmm. tell that he told the story. And you mm-hmm. know what I mean? It was once said by a man who couldn't quit. Dope Man, please, can I have another hit? Dope Man said, yo, I don't give a shit if your girl kneeled down. It's up, man. That was like, never had been said on the mm-hmm. record, but you see it all the time. You hear it. You mm-hmm. hear those exact same, you know what I'm saying? You hear those things, and he was able to put it in a way where it was visual and you know what I'm saying, you could hear it at the same time, you know. So
you could see how he did movies.
Yeah, yeah. It was a natural, that's what John Singleton told him. He was like, You're already a movie maker. You already make movies with your words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when he was approaching him for Boys in the Hood, that's what he told him. Because Cube was like, I don't do movies.
Right.
Like, no, you do, actually.
You do quite a few. Speaking of which, I remember when Friday came out, I was like, this is today is a good day. Or is this kind of a take off of it? And he said that just recently. Right. Yeah, it's a, you know, so much of that. Just right. the everyday of it all, the yeah. hood shit.
Yeah, it was always the everyday in a way that, gangsta was everyday in its most, you know what I'm saying?
Extreme. Wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Boys in the Hood was everyday as, you know what I mean? As, you know, just right around the way, just neighborhood happenings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's my number one storyteller. Followed very closely by Big. Big just don't have enough of them. You know what I mean? He only had two albums and maybe two or three, maybe three or four stories on each album.
Mm. Yeah, nah, he's a good. Big's up there. Slick Rick's a beast. New cats, quietly, Meek Mill's a decent storyteller.
Really?
Yeah, he had this thing called Tony's Story.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have started on his mixtapes. I'm not positive, but he did maybe about three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And them shits, you know, you would be too. Like, okay, the first time you heard Tony's story, he's like, oh, that shit was a good story. Then you see, oh, they got Tony's story too? All right. I'm fucking with you, Meek. And then Tony's story three. I think it might have gone as far as four.
Right.
Maybe. But out of the young cats, he's one of them cats that I could think of off the top of the head that could kind of tell a pretty good story.
Yeah, cats be so non-linear now that, you know, the stories don't all over. They don't do a whole first with one, you know what I'm saying, one particular topic.
It's just a wave.
It's just like, you know, you keep an energy going.
Right.
Go from one thing to the next and keep it popping.
Yeah, man. It was a hot one today, B. Was you out there sweating or you was?
I was inside sweating, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I called myself, I had the AC on. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to turn this AC off. You know what I mean? I'm fine.
I
didn't know it was blazing outside. I thought, you know, because it felt so cool in the house that I was like, you know, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, open the windows.
I don't need to be dependent on this.
Nah, just, you know what I'm saying.
Some fresh air?
Yeah, get some fresh air, you know what I'm saying.
Nah.
Shit, 45 minutes later, I was bullets popping out my head.
That shit's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's summertime, to be expected.
Yeah. And you get that fucking... You get them AC colds, you know what I mean? Because then that's the other thing, because it's like, it's so fucking hot, they turn that AC on, that shit just is aggressive.
Right.
So you got to figure out how to split the difference.
Yeah, when you live in an old 100-year-old house that ain't really built for AC, you know what I'm saying? You get your AC game is extreme or non-existent.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So like the window joints, it ain't like you can control your whole temperature. You got to really work at it to control your temperature. So it's either John is all the way blowing or it's, you know what I'm saying? It's hot as fuck or lukewarm.
Yeah.
But when you had that central air, it seemed like we get on this every time it get hot.
Yeah.
When you had that central air, you could control your environment a lot better.
That shit costs a lot to redo a brownstone central air.
You gotta tear the whole house up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came with some, you know, small duct forced air units that, you know, I was researching, but a lot of people saying those were spotty. Mm-hmm. You got the ones that kind of go in the wall, ductless units that, you know what I'm saying, they like window units, but they not. They just go in the wall. You see them in a lot of restaurants where it look like, you know, these little white strips that be on top of the wall right there.
Oh, yeah.
They're ductless AC. So it's basically that's the unit.
Okay.
And it's blowing, you know, right into that space.
I've seen those. See those in like hotels.
Yeah. You know, so Airbnbs have them and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, want to tear up their whole shit to put in central AC, they'll put those units in and get you a remote.
Where they say it's not as good?
No, it's not that it's not as good, but it's similar to a window unit in that, you know what I'm saying, this really covers us. A certain space,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And you had to use multiple of them, and they run independently, so it's not like a AC unit. You go to the, you know, thermostat and say, "I want it to be 73."
Right. None of that.
Nah, you gotta
be in front of the stream,
or you gotta let that stream blow long enough to cool down the whole joint and have enough of them to cover the space that you have.
Yeah.
Which, you know, could or could not be in your budget.
We got one more month left, I feel like.
Yeah, that's summer.
That's how it go.
That's summer.
That's how it go.
Yeah, you know what I mean? How I go every year.
You like, as soon as you like, this shit unbearable as fuck. You got 30 days left.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
And is this shit going to change?
Wish I had one more day. That hot shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What's good with you? How was your weekend?
And I was in Georgia. And the weather was actually nice. I thought it was going to be more hot. I thought it was going to be hotter and more, you know what I'm saying, that old dry dog Georgia heat with the
you
Nets.
Was in Georgia though.
I was in Georgia, hour south of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
A place called Pine Mountain.
Okay.
They are like, you know, it's like countryside, like inns and shit like that.
Okay.
So we was at this place where they have like these log cabins and shit like that.
That's kind of ill.
Yeah, it was cool. I thought it was gonna be a little more rustic than it was. It was actually pretty nice.
It was a little glamorous?
No, it wasn't glamorous. You know what I'm saying? It had the rustic look, but it was put together. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? You know how you get to a rustic joint, it'd be a little
crunchy.
A little too real.
Yeah, you're like, okay, this, we get it.
You know what I'm saying?
So this was like a modern, but it had the outside facade.
Well, you could tell that they had recently done them over. You know what I'm saying? Or recently, they keep them up really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so it wasn't like super modern, but it wasn't, you know what I'm saying,
it wasn't crunchy. Horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't hard. It was nice. It felt comfortable. Like the wood in there, you know, sometimes you get in an all wood joint and it feel like, okay, shit, now I need some sheetrock. You know what I'm saying? I need some walls. What is this? But it didn't feel like that. It felt cool. It felt like they took care of it.
I've never been in a log cabin. I mean, I'm sure I've been in like just to see it or like a set maybe or some shit like that. I've never stayed in a log cabin. Them shits look ill though. They look kind of cool.
Yeah,
you know.
And I'm not sure. I don't think it was like an authentic log cabin where, you know, the round log was on the inside of two.
It had the look of a log.
It had the logs on the outside, but then on the inside it was like wood panels. Like so, it was flat. It wasn't like the
You know what I'm saying.
So it was probably insulated and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? All that good shit.
Okay.
But it looked. Like a log cabin, looked like a mountainside type of
some mountain spot. Shit.
Yeah.
So you had nice views and all that?
Yeah, I mean, not from the house. The view from the house was trees. But when you walk outside and go to the side of the property, you could see off the side of the mountain.
Good air,
you know what I'm saying? Quiet and shit, you know what I'm saying? It was my family's retreat.
Okay.
So like they, you know, they immediate bunch, you know what I'm saying? The granddaddy's sister's kids, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So all of those that generation. They, you know, they, I guess they on the fifth, they call it the young ones are the fifth generation now. Mm-hmm. So the fifth generation put this together. So to let the fourth generation know that we could do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're in good hands.
You're in good hands. You know what I'm saying? And it seemed, they did it 2 years ago. This is my first time going. So it seemed like you know, in the beginning, the older generation was very nervous about if this was going to come off.
Handing over the reins.
Like, nobody don't want to go to no country. What's going on? You know what I mean? So it was a lot of that, I suppose. And, you know, they had a whole little round table saying how they was proud of the fifth generation.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? That y'all did it, you know what I mean? And the cousin who actually put it together, you know what I mean, felt like she really deserved it and needed it at the same time.
It's always good, some intergenerational props.
Yeah.
You know? That's always that. Niggas need that. You don't even know it till you get it. You're like, wow, what?
And I'm the outsider, so you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Right, you know, right. Man? You could even appreciate it. Like you was watching a movie.
Oh, yeah, because I'm thinking, I don't know what the fuck generation we on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like my family does some of that, like, generational stuff. Like, my on one side of my family, and I got a side of my family that's very family-oriented mm-hmm. and about generations and about traditions and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know. And it's cool to see. You know what I'm saying? It's really cool to see. It's, and
it was cool, man. It was, you know, like I said, it was quiet for the most part mm-hmm. outside. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But that fifth generation is a little rowdy.
Fifth generation, it was the fifth element?
Yeah, they the fifth element.
They
got the music on, you know what I'm saying? The music bumping all day from 7 in the morning.
Okay.
All through the night, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was a situation where somebody had invited an outsider kind of situation who didn't gel well with
the group. Outside than you, because you said you was an outsider.
I'm a married outsider.
Okay,
though,
you know he's married in. You're an insider.
I'm a married insider outsider.
Okay,
this is a new. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
He on the outside looking in.
Not even official type of situation.
Probationary.
You know, a guest.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's that, but you know what I mean? He was there.
Okay.
And it didn't go well. He was mad disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? You know how you get to the card table and shit, you talking way too reckless for the crowd?
Right.
Again, this is intergenerational card game.
So it's old
generational. I mean, it's the old women at the table.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He got his girl who is an insider. She on his lap. He talking shit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? He cussing the old heads, telling them don't cuss at the table.
Right.
He taking the dice. You know what I'm saying? Talking about blow me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And, he's out here.
And you know, I don't really play games like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know the game that they was playing, so I couldn't play if I wanted to. So, you know, I was back and forth, you know what I'm saying? I was dipping in and out. And me and my wife had stepped out for a second, then we came back in and it was over. Like, damn, what happened? You know what I'm saying? And you know, then the rumbling started, you know what I'm saying? Then you know how when it's a problem, the problem starts. Once they start talking about the problem, it gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The rumble got bigger and bigger, and it was like, I guess they had enough.
Right.
This disrespectful motherfucking kid.
How long did it take for it to get to the point to where it was enough? Was it all one day?
This was all in one day. This particular, he didn't show up to the second day. So this was all within hours.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Within hours, he was kicked out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It sounded like a Tyler Perry movie. Just like, you ever seen, I think it's Why Did I Get Married or whatever? I think they was like, it's a whole like, black, like a black group, family, friends, I think they might have been in a damn log cabin type situation, and it was a troublemaker who kind of made a bit of a riff. So go ahead. This shit.
So yeah, let's continue with this. You know what I mean? So they put him out, and then they continue.
Put him out, meaning put him out the game.
They threw him out the cabin. Like, you got to go.
You got to leave,
you
go back
leave.
To
you
where you're
to
from.
Leave. Get the fuck up out of here.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So
go get a hotel.
So, you know, he left out, and you know what I'm saying? You know, they sitting around talking about it, but I'm thinking, First of all, you know, when you go to a place like that, you on some mountain, you driving up, and it's, you know, lonely and woods and shit, and you driving. It's already looking like a horror movie.
Right.
That's how we pulled in, like, this shit like a horror movie. You know what I mean?
Some Get Out.
So I'm thinking, y'all done put this man out.
What time was it?
This was, like, you know, about 10, 11. You know what I'm saying? Okay. He drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, y'all ain't going to see him out? Y'all just going to throw him out? He just out there? You know what I'm saying? So I walked out to see where the fuck he was at.
Make sure he ain't going to get an axe.
I was going to make sure he was, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, you know, he had walked down and, you know, went to the other cabin where, you know, his girl was at. Nah, 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 nah. And then maybe about 20 minutes later, he tried to come back because his girl came back. He was coming back. They was, you know what I'm saying, old ladies met him at the street. Like, oh, nah, you can't come. Oh, hell nah.
You are not welcome.
You got to go. He's standing there like he don't speak English or something. Mm-hmm. And then... You know how a crowd get, you know what I mean, start to get worked up.
Right.
And there's always one person that try to, not even try, but they say something that could throw it over the top.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, I found me a good position.
Mm-hmm.
So if it popped off, you know what I'm saying, I was in a good position to end it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I was like, okay, boy, I'm going to be right here
watching
the whole shit. And they like, da 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 da, you got to go. Blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Then you just hear one voice, like a lady voice, like, you know what I'm saying? Bye, bitch!
Oh, shit!
I'm like, well, goddamn, who? I didn't even recognize the voice.
That's hilarious.
And then after, you know what I'm saying? He left, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and then after it settled down, I was like, well, who said that?
Right.
It was this lady gotta be down there 80. Wow. You know what I'm saying? She's about to
patience is short.
Set the whole shit up. Bye, bitch!
I said, get going. Damn.
And so he got on out the way, man. It didn't have to be nothing.
That's gotta hurt.
Continued on.
He was getting an 80-year-old bye, bitch. You like, shit. That's intergenerational disrespect. That's the opposite side of the props.
Exactly. But it's, you know what I'm saying?
It
was gonna be an intergenerational fight, beat down.
Oh man.
So, you know what I'm saying? That was interesting. It's always interesting to watch somebody come into a space and fuck it up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, I always think about that because I spent a lot of my time in life going into spaces where, you know, I ain't no motherfuckers, you know what I mean? So whether it was getting dropped off for the summer in a city where, you know what I'm saying, it's your first time, you just got to make friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? You there with your aunt, but you know what I mean?
You know how to mix well.
No, it wasn't even that because you have a fear of like, damn, I don't even know nobody. So I've done it long enough to know how to do it now, but... To watch other people do it, you know what I'm saying? It helps you learn as well. Like, okay, that's what he fucked. See where he fucked up was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He fucked up from the rip. I think he just fucked up because he came in with the attitude of, you know what I'm saying? He not even paying attention to who there, what's there. He there for whatever reason he there for.
Right.
And that's all he had, one track mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How I deal with this person is how I'm going to deal with everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be me.
You know what I'm saying? Because when we talk, we kick it like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a motherfucking
I got
to
be
down.
Me.
You know what I mean? So now you at the table kicking it how y'all kick it, but nobody kicks it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else.
Right.
So it was tough.
Damn.
But it was cool. Everything else was fun. You know what I'm
mountains.
Yeah, out there in the mountains.
In the mountains. That sound cool.
Man. I never thought I would enjoy countryside living, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Not living, but visiting.
Did you enjoy it? What
did
you enjoy
about
it?
You know what I'm saying? I did. I just, you know what I'm saying?
What struck you?
Just solitude when you could find it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Especially like when you had a contrast of, you know, it's loud music playing all the time and you were able to strike out and find some solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Shit felt good.
Where'd you go get your solitude?
Actually, the first place I found was when they turned the music on in the morning, right? Which is cool for that. You know what I mean? It was a party.
Morning music? What's
No. It was
club music?
Happy hour club music at 7 in the morning.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, and I like to ease into my morning.
I like to, you know what I'm saying,
get my, you know, my meditation then.
Like
get
a
my,
warm bath.
Yeah, like to, you know what I'm saying, let my thoughts carry over from my dreams into the real world.
Right.
See what I could, you know what I'm saying, extrapolate.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? it wasn't no, they weren't having no parts of that.
Nah.
But what I found, you know what I'm saying, outside of our room in the cabin, it was a like a little balcony, like a little deck, cool. Right? Like a small little terrace.
Yeah.
Right outside the room. I found if I went out there, closed the door, I couldn't hear the music from the inside. Now I'm cool. Mm-hmm. So that was the first place I found, like, okay, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. But then they had like a, you know, like a little veranda, you know what I'm saying? Like off to the, where you could see off the side of the mountain and shit. And you know, where they had like the fire pit, you know, where they had like, what, this fireside chat type of scenario.
Right, yeah.
So they had one of those, and down there was cool, it was quiet and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's it right here. You
that's can
see,
up.
You can see off the mountainside and chill.
That sounds cool. What was the mosquito?
It was actually very, it was nice. It was,
that's good.
It was very temperate, you know what I'm saying? The temperature was nice. It wasn't hot. It had a nice little breeze flowing up there. The mosquitoes wasn't bad. I don't know if the mosquitoes don't get up that high.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a lot of, I mean, I guess it was some. But they weren't fucking with me.
Okay.
So it was cool. That's kids good. Had fun in the pool. You know?
That sound cool. Sound like a nice little situation, man.
Yeah, man. I had to get back though. My wife and my daughter, they still down there. My daughter, having time. They not in the country, but they still in Georgia.
For how long?
Yes, they come back sometime.
Whenever they get
Monday
back,
or some shit next week.
They get back. That's what's up. Oh shit! Speaking of mosquitoes, I don't know if you saw this shit, but the West Nile is back, and this shit is in New York City.
Shit, it's always something.
It's always some shit there.
At least it ain't the Ebola this time.
Yeah, right. But
the
shit,
West Nile is back.
The West Nile is back. The shit is in the boroughs.
Circulating that shit.
They got a Metro card. Mosquitoes is out here biting motherfuckers on the A.
You know what I mean? Hope I don't catch it.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. Anyway, man.
What's good with you though,
man? I'm chilling. I seen this weekend, man, I did a lot of film. Watched a few movies. Couple movies. Not a few movies. Watched two movies. It was a film.
That's a few for one weekend.
I saw the Quentin Tarantino Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I liked that shit a lot. I thought it was good. I fucked around listening to you, Chris. I went to the Alamo situation because I wanted to see the shit at 35mm, whatever that means.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I didn't go to the one in Brooklyn because I went to the one in Yonkers because it was just about the same distance and they got parking. You know what I mean? Because the Brooklyn shit, you're going to be looking crazy trying to find parking.
Yeah, you out there in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So I went out there and then fuck around. Y'all kind of said this. They really about that movie shit there, right?
Yeah, man.
So I missed all of that curation because what the thing is, when they say the movie started at 12:45, that don't mean the movie started at 1 o'clock because there's 15 minutes of fucking previews, which I thought, I'm an AMC movie goer. You know what I mean? I'm used to a little, you know what I mean? Regal, I'm used to a little bit of, you know.
20 minute of a bunch of ads.
Nah, these motherfuckers is prompt, and they'll tell you if you get there too late, they're not letting you in the motherfucking theater.
Oh, wow.
So I had to call because it was traffic on the route. I had to call like, yo, listen, I'm on my way. Don't close the doors on me because I paid some money for this shit. So I get there and I always like to get the middle seat in the midst of the shit for whatever reason. I feel like I get the whole, you know what I mean? I'm not on the wing. You know what I mean? I get the whole.
You get the full experience.
Get the full experience, get enveloped. But when you come in 15 minutes late, you got to step on a whole lot of feet to get, you know what I mean?
Had to start it?
Yeah, that shit was 15 minutes in. I thought the lady on the phone said, I said, so listen, I know it said 12:45. I'm looking like I'm going to get there at 1. What's that looking like? Are y'all going to be able to let me in? She said, nah, there's going to be previews. It'll start at 1. As long as you get here before 1, you're fine. I said, all right, bet. I got there about 12:54. You know what I mean? I got through, had to go take a quick piss.
Doing
you know, you got to take the piss pre. Like, I realize if I don't take a piss before your movie, I don't respect your movie. You know what I mean? Because I think if, you know what I mean? I got to take this piss. So if it's good, I got to, you know what I mean? But if I'm like, fuck it, I just walk out, then obviously I have no respect for the film. So I say, yo, let me go take this piss real fast when I'm on the clock. Then I get in. I'm thinking at 1 o'clock it's gonna be whatever. I open the door. It's full on action. And I'm cutting through motherfuckers. And this is what it's an Alamo, so people got food and all kind of shit. So you that guy. So I think I might have been 15 minutes late. So I gotta see the first 15. But what I saw, first shit is 2 hours 41 minutes. So okay. I mean, it's enough movie to see.
Right.
Shit is good though. I like
it. And that's the exact reason I didn't go yesterday.
Why? Because it was sold out everywhere?
No, because I didn't have enough time to get there early to see all the curated shit. To see what they did. So I was like, fuck that now. And then today, with it being 2 hours and some change, the movie that I wanted to get, the 2 o'clock joint, I didn't know if I was going to get here on time. So I was like, fuck that.
Yeah. I want to know your thoughts. Because, first of all, I might need to see it. I don't really know, I don't know if I got anything from it being a 35 millimeter. I just wanted to do it because it's a good film. But you might be able to be like, okay, I see it.
I'm from the digital era, though.
Right, but you work with digital so much that you could probably be like, okay, well, the digital would look like this. I could see what,
probably,
you know what I mean?
Probably.
But, overall, the shit was good. It was a good-ass movie. I like Quentin Tarantino movies. It's like I like Spike Lee movies. You could tell, like, one, they're like events. You know what I mean? Like, these people, in particular, those two, they love movies. You know, they love film. They love to, you know, direct. But they love film so much that there's always, it's like fucking with a producer that likes to sample a lot. And he'll chop some shit up. And you're like, damn, where you get that? You know what I mean? Like, it's always like a little reference to some shit, some old movie shit, some old TV show shit. You know, like, there's a lot of that in there.
Right.
But then the acting is crazy. Leo destroyed that shit.
Right.
He's a beast. Leo is a beast. Brad Pitt was good, too. Brad Pitt did his thing. Leo shit just had, like, it was just, you know, he just had, like, a lot more range with his character, you know what I'm saying? So that shit was dope. Brad Pitt was wild cool, you know, he was just like a cool, you know what I mean, he was a former stuntman type shit. Margot Robbie was in the movie. They kind of, I don't want to fuck it up for you.
Don't fuck it up.
I'm not gonna fuck it up, but I think you'll enjoy it, man. I want to definitely hear what you think. It was shot well, it was cool. You know, it's interesting because it's like it's nostalgic on a certain level. I guess this is like 70s, maybe 60s, 70s, the time period. Nostalgia is always like hazy. And, you know, when you're looking back on shit, you know, they always say, you know, it's the good old days. You always remember the good about it, right? So, but you see it and it's just like it's so celebrated, it's uplifted, and it's like, wow. But like white nostalgia, there don't really be too many niggas in there. You know what I mean? Like it don't be too much blackness in the white nostalgia.
It don't be too much blackness in the white future.
That's true too.
Or the present.
Right. All right, fair enough. Damn. God damn. That's true as shit. Yeah, that's fucking shit.
At all.
But yeah, but typically like it's, or it'd be like some real motherfuckers taking a, like when we go in the past, when the black guy turn up, it's like some savagery, as we say. Nigga taking a bad one. He ain't having it like everybody else is having
it. And I could take it. The hardest era for nostalgia for me is the 50s.
Right, you say that all the time.
Happy Days era, because it seemed like it was just so happy.
Yeah.
On their end of the day. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what y'all niggas is frowning about.
You know what I'm saying? They had ice cream and soda pop and, you know what I'm saying?
Sock hops.
Floats and Levi's and
jukeboxes.
Big cars and the drive-in restaurants and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
They was having a good time.
Yeah.
I don't even like to look at 50s cars. When I see a 50s car go by, I be like, ah, that was a good-ass time.
Has there been any good black 50s movies where what's the life?
I don't think I've ever seen the 50s in black people's experience.
What's the movie
segregation. It was fucking lynchings.
That wasn't 50s. I was gonna say that Lee Daniels movie with Oprah. What was that? That's not Beloved. What was that shit? No, it wasn't Beloved. What was the clerk, the maid,
Oh yeah, that shit. The Help.
The Help. No, is it The Help? Is it The Help?
Then you might have had.
No,
yeah,
it's not The Help. It's not The Help. It's not The Help. It's the one with Terrence Howard and Oprah. It wasn't The Help. Oh, okay. The Help is with Octavia Spencer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to find out.
But the one with the ladies from NASA, that might have been the 50s.
Right. Hold on. We got.
That was all that
work. The Butler?
The Butler. Right, The Butler. That might have been like the set. What was the period on The Butler? Let us know when you get a second. Let us know what the period on The Butler was. Because I don't think it was all the way 50s.
I really need to look up what black people was doing in the 50s. Because the 60s, we know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The 70s, we know.
Well, when was, hold up.
I mean, it's ranging from like, he's 18 in the 30s, but he gets hired in the 50s. So yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, and they had a little moment. You know, right. It was very niche, I guess. It was off to the side.
Yeah.
But it was a cool little moment. Oprah looked kind of sexy smoking a cigarette and that shit. That was the sexiest I've ever seen Oprah look.
What you would have said to Oprah if you wanted
to? I don't know about this. It was the most, you know.
I ain't even.
You gotta see it. Oprah got her cigarette a certain type of way and shit. She talking shit. You like, all right, Oprah, go ahead.
You can see it.
You can see what's going on with Oprah. Anyway, shout out to Young Winfrey.
No doubt.
What we saying though? But overall, it's a fun movie. Good movie to see.
Yeah, I definitely want to check it out.
Check that out.
You know what I'm saying? I like those stories where, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker is grappling with a past success and a fall off.
Yeah,
you know what
it
saying?
Is definitely
I
want
to see how he deals with that shit, because that's the setup that drew me in. Like, right. I'm fucking over here on my ass and my next door neighbor is popping.
Dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Leo is so good at acting. Like, he just, there's certain shit that he does that is like, well, this is one of those where I was like, I mean, I'd known the kid was, you know, he's dope for a while. He's killed and, you know, consistently for a while. And people been celebrating him for a minute. But this was one of them, I was like, yeah, I gotta give him his props. Because it was like, he embodied a whole different, you know, it's very meta in the way of, you know, an actor playing an actor. You know what I'm saying? Especially an actor of his ilk playing this type of actor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kind of like on the decline or whatever, whatever. But it just be moments where, like, I'm not a thespian. So it's like a card trick to me, but just like there'd be a moment where, like, he just in the moment and then he'll turn and it's like his eyes are like, this nigga about to cry out the blue, but he just turned that shit on. And it's like a nigga with an ill handle. You like, this kid is... He knows how to turn this shit on. Or you know how they say, yo, turn it on. Like, he know how to turn that shit on like a light, like, and this nigga's looking forlorn. And then, you know what I mean? He's back in the moment. I'm like, okay, son. But that was great. And I also, what else did I see? I seen The Farewell. It's a Chinese, like, an independent movie with Awkwafina. She's the lead. Awkwafina, I know Awkwafina because she used to be on Guy Code, Girl Code, Guy Code versus Girl Code, actually. but she been popping for a minute. Like, she been, you know, did the ocean shit.
It's a Chinese movie?
It's about a Chinese family. It's not a Chinese movie. They speak it Chinese. There are times with a subtitle, but it's an A24 movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's an independent movie, but basically the Farewell is about, and now I'm not even sure if this is true or if this was just the conceit of the movie, because I was in the theater and when they said this one line, like, I heard audible laughter, like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? And I don't know if they were Chinese laughs because it was dark. You know what I'm saying? But the premise is the grandmother who lives in China has just been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking she got like maybe 3 months to live, if that. You know what I mean? Like, it's very advanced, blah, blah, blah. But they say in Chinese tradition, they say if you get, I forget what the thing is, in Chinese tradition, you get cancer, you're going to, I forget what it was, but
she was dealing with telling her not.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw the previous
one. So the story is like Chinese tradition, supposedly, you don't tell the elder that they're about to die because that only fucks up their spirits and they don't live the remainder of their life in a positive light.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? It's kind of, it colors the way they live.
Right.
So they hide it from the person,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, has to, you know, it's evolved now because you got to go as far as getting motherfuckers to doctor the shit so they can read the results and it's not some cancer shit, it's some, right. you know, other shit. And she's, Awkwafina is the lead, she's like, she's from China. She grew up in China. Oh, she didn't grow up in China, but she was born in China, lived there for a little bit. Then they moved her to New York, where she grew up. So it's a lot of China versus America type of shit, like, you know, traditional versus, you know, new generation, progressive.
Fifth generation.
You know what I mean? So she's not fucking with it. She don't think that's right for them not to tell her, blah, blah, blah. Right. But she's like, you know, and first they don't even want to take her. They was like, yo, we're not even going to take you because you only got a poker face.
Right.
You know what I mean? They go, as soon as you get off the plane, she going to be like, damn, what you
I'm
so
dead.
Sad? Yeah. You got the, yeah, you about to die face. You don't know how to, you don't know how to disguise your emotions. So she kind of, she took that, you know, the family left and then she got her own little flight and went out there, surprised them out there, you know, and she's out in the mix. And I don't want to tell you too much more about it, but, you know, that's the premise of it all. And I don't know if we've had this conversation before. I feel like we might have had this conversation before, but it makes you think, obviously, in this situation, it's a little different because she's an elder. She's older. She's lived a full life. So if you find out in your 80s you got stage 4 lung cancer, you know what I mean? It's not like, damn, my whole life. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? You might have had 7 years left. Who knows?
Right.
But it made me think, and I feel like we might have had this question, but if somebody told you the exact day that you were going to die, and they told you that shit, how would that inform how you live? Do you feel like you would live with more urgency? Do you feel like you would have a little bit more contentment? Do you, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if it would be content. And it would be more urgent. It would be more, it definitely would be more direct. It just, you know what I'm saying? You'd be, you know what I'm saying? When you don't want to do shit, I don't want
to. You know
do
about the 2024.
Nah, I ain't got to even be that. It's just like, I ain't fucking with that. Boo, I'm just on my shit what I'm on. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the shit that I'm on and the shit that I ain't, I'm off it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Quick.
I got to, you know what I mean? I got my date. Damn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be, definitely wouldn't go down to start getting closer. Like, damn, my date coming.
I might as well do something with these last couple days. But let me ask you a question.
My date coming.
When they give you your date, obviously your date always going to feel sooner than it should be.
Right.
Even if they tell you, you know what I mean? Like, your date feel like, damn, that's my date? So once you know your date is real, how long, like, how would you even process that new information? You think that, do you think that it would, do you think that, how you live is effective immediately, or do you go have, or you have a moment of,
no,
like,
it's definitely effective right then
processing.
But see, I would be like, oh, I would be against knowing my date.
Right, you don't want that information.
Yeah, I don't need that information.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? But if a motherfucker, it was mandated that they had to give you your date, and that was it. It's your motherfucking date.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do it as you may. Then it's gonna be like, damn, you. So you obsessed. Your life is become obsessed with, you know what I'm saying, doing what you got to do before this date. You know what I'm saying? Now, myself, I'm obsessed. It's like, okay, shit. Whatever it is I'm trying to do, I'm trying to do it. You know what I mean? But then when it gets close, it's going to be like, ah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That last 2 months, I'm like, God.
You going to take it easy, or you going to?
Damn, I don't know. Depend on what I did up until that point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just might take it fucking easy, man.
It would affect your invoices, too, that last month. You can't
invoice. You can't even do fucking invoices. Yeah, you can't. You ain't even worry about that shit no more. I'm out of here.
I guess so.
Who the fuck going to do? What you going to do to me? who going to
put
do
it
what?
On something. Put, you know, that bill on something. Put that, you know, put
if,
that towards something.
If it comes down to that and it's still some, I still got to chase invoices by my date.
You ain't lived the life you wanted.
Nah, then it's fucked. You know what I'm saying? You ain't leaving shit off these little invoices that's left over. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you either putting some shit in the world that your kids could eat off of after you gone, your wife or whoever could eat off of after you gone, or fuck that shit. It don't matter.
Right.
Like, the material shit, it won't matter then. It really won't matter. It's like, all right, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What, you want to cut this phone off? Fuck it. Yeah. Cut this bitch off? Shit.
I know what my cutoff is.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm cut off anyway.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and even as the older I get, you know what I'm saying, you get more and more like that. You know what I'm saying? You be preparing for your OG-ness of it all. It's like, man, I ain't chasing all that shit, man. I'm doing the shit I want to do.
Right.
And that's going to be that, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Live it by my terms.
Yeah. You like more, you know, like, I really like, as a kid, I studied old people. When I came across
them. You always say that shit. Yeah.
When I came across old people, I always studied them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But then, like, as I got older and, you know, you get in the game and shit and you start seeing different OG cats and how they live,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, some people don't fuck with, you know what I'm saying? They just, nobody go visit them and shit. And you trying to figure out, well, how do I not end up that motherfucker that nobody don't fuck with?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you see the other OGs and how they got their shit set up where everybody always come through, pay homage,
show love,
you know what I'm saying? And those types of people, they stay showing love. Like, them OG cats always showing love. They're like, this motherfucker's great.
Right.
That be the trick to get people to
pass them intergenerational props.
Them generational props.
I see the future in you.
You know what I'm saying? So, that future, you know what I'm saying, will come check on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, the older I get with the shit, man, it's more of that. It's more, all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pass that shit along. What's mine is mine. I'm going to get mine. You know what I'm saying? But some of this other shit, I don't need all this shit. You know what I mean? As far as, like, chasing this work and chasing that invoice or whatever, fuck that shit, man. I'm going to get the shit. I got my plan and the shit I want to do. Because chasing the invoice shit, what it end up doing, ultimately for me, what it end up doing is taking you in all these different directions. You know what I'm saying? And it be taking you away from your shit. You know what I'm saying? And the older I get, it's like, man, I need to just be on my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fuck all that. I don't need to know everybody and every, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This person and that person and all the, you know, in the third. I don't need to be on every scene. I don't care what they
taking away from your own shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no FOMO about what's on the Instagram no more and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck them all. I'm over. That's over for me. You know what I'm saying? The last time I was out in the streets, it was the 90s.
Right.
So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like shit. You know what I mean? So, what the fuck? What else is left?
There you go.
What else is left out here for me?
Content.
You know what I'm saying? It's you still have drive to get the things that you want to get accomplished.
It's just focused.
Right. But when I was younger, it was just like, you know, your mind just be so busy. You be trying to be in everything. I'm trying to be over here. I'm trying to be over there. I want that. You're doing shit because you could do it.
Right. And it's new.
Yeah, it's new when you learn it. Like, oh, shit, you meet new people and shit. And it's like, oh, shit, yeah. And everybody knowing your name about whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man. Now,
pursuit is a weird thing. You gotta it's gotta be measured. It's a difference between being in pursuit and then chasing. You know what I'm saying? But
And when you a lot of times if you don't have your focus, you know what I'm saying, you end up chasing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And until you realize, like, you know what?
This is some bullshit.
I'm not chasing none of that shit.
Yeah.
You bring the game to me and I'm going to take it from there.
That's what's up. You get any writing done while you was out in that old wilderness?
No, man. It was music bumping. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Shit,
you
know,
on the veranda, you felt something.
I felt something. But just couldn't capture it because, you know what I'm saying, my capture time was interrupted.
Hilarious.
I got good shit, though, once I got back. I'm back in my space where I could snatch shit out my dream state. I could snatch shit out of my subconscious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm focused on that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not scattered in a bunch of different places. So I'm just trying to maximize this time, and the more that I put into it, the more I get back from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's why I'm at with it. And, you know, it's cool. It's cool.
What else is cracking with you? What's popping otherwise?
Man, what else cracking out here in these streets, man? Shit, man. My kids got jobs.
All three?
Not an older two.
Okay.
The 11-year-old don't have no job. She on vacation.
She's not working age yet. What's working papers? 13, 14?
I don't know. My youngest
working
is 50.
Papers was the shit.
My youngest son is 15.
What's he doing?
He's tutoring at an organization that tutors kids and helps them get ready to go into that stage where you had to go into high school in New York, take the test for the specialized schools and shit like that. So they have an organization that help kids get prepared.
Oh, that's what's up.
And he's a tutor. He volunteered last year, and this year he's a tutor. And he's actually getting paid. You know what I'm saying? My other son got an internship.
Grocery spot.
And he at Whole Foods. He working an overnight shift now.
Ooh.
So
overnights at the grocery store are fun, and they fun times. They wild. They different. But that's a different type of vibe.
Yeah,
overnight at the grocery store, that's where shit, that's a different environment.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? He did his first overnight last night.
Overnight crew.
So, you know what I'm saying, to see him come home at 10:30 in the morning, like, oh.
Like a grown-ass man working.
Whoa out.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
Okay.
Look at you.
Take some of that. Some of that chasing and shit. Yeah, all that.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? So
he liked the jobs?
Yeah, he cool. He with it. But it's like, you know, interesting to see, you know what I'm saying, like, especially my youngest son get his first check.
Right.
And have a check. Like, oh, shit, I got money. Like,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit. Like,
it's different.
You know what I'm saying? Put my check in the bank.
Too.
Like,
yeah.
This is my shit. Ain't nobody.
Right.
It doesn't, like,
nobody,
you know,
gave me this.
This is more than we ever gave him in one shot. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? I'm sure it's resonating. Like, oh, shit.
I could do this.
You know, you know what I'm saying? He already saved and shit. Like, so he'll take $600 from Christmas and have it all year.
That's what's
saying. You know what I'm saying? Just getting the little shit he want along the way. You know?
That's cool.
So, you know, to have a real check, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can see the wheels turning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My older son, he got real shit he got to do with his check as far as with college.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he got responsibilities.
He got responsibilities
right,
and shit.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You can see it weighing on
his
him.
His shit ain't as disposable.
Nah. You can see.
He got that overnight shift check.
Yeah, he got that overnight
shift.
That
shit is real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying watching that shit.
That's cool.
I got a haircut and shit.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't like the barber.
Oh, you went to the shop?
Yeah, I mean.
Where'd you go?
This spot on, I'm not going to name the place because they
fuck with it. You don't fuck with it? You ain't know how to advocate for yourself?
Know how to advocate for myself in the barber chair. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had the wild shit. You know what I mean? And I decided that I'm going to tame this shit down. I'm going to polish myself up.
Okay.
Come the fall, I'm going to be a little more polished.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try that out because a lot of people going with the, you know what I'm saying, the rough and
impeding on your shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming not a thing. It's not
right,
a thing no more. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I've done it for quite some time, so
uh-oh.
I'm about to switch out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Show them I could do something else.
Right, there you go.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, I knew it was a crap shot just going, walking into a barbershop, hey, you know, do something with this wild ass
right.
shit.
With no plan. You ain't had no plan?
I had a plan. I told him what I wanted. I used the terms I was supposed to use.
Okay.
But then he didn't follow the terms. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He didn't follow the fucking terms. You know what I'm saying? I told him I wanted, you know, a taper fade. You know what I'm saying? The front and the back.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Right here.
Temple taper, little CL smooth.
Yeah, a little temple taper and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it just shaped me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it wasn't much. Just shape it. You ain't got to do much.
Right.
Man. This mother had my shit with the sides coming out like this. Like, you know, it was bigger than this. So it's like he just cut the top flat and then left these shits out here. And then when he turned you to the mirror and shit, I'm like, like, what's good? What's good with these edges? Like,
right.
he was like, oh, that's the style. I'm like,
He tried to sell you.
Like, motherfucker, I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to.
How old was he?
He was young. He was like a, you know, maybe 30-something.
Oh, all right. Like, so he ain't even that young to really try to sell you.
There ain't no fucking spin style.
You.
Like,
what
the fuck? So I had him. He still didn't do it. Right now the way I got it patted in.
Yeah.
And then when you put the little. When you put the sponge on it and nap it up,
you can't
really tell as much.
Right.
But if I picked it out, the shit would be sticking out right here. So I was hot.
Dang.
And then. He still hadn't done the fucking taper fade.
That's the worst.
I was like, you gonna fade me out, man?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you want that? Like, dog, I told you.
That's what we started with.
Yes, we told. You supposed to do that first.
Damn.
So he went and did it. You know what I'm saying? Then he did it just enough to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, but if I do that, then, you know, to stick out more.
You're fucking with my vision.
Listen, man. Listen. Just go ahead and tape this shit out, man.
Do what I ask.
But then he didn't fade it in. Like, so, you know, I hate getting a temple taper and then it ain't faded because it don't look like you got a cut.
Right.
It looked like a week old temple taper already when you get shot. It already looked a week old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like somebody stepped on your sneakers before you wore them.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, yeah. Okay, so then, you know what I'm saying, I got home, I looked in the back, he didn't even turn me to the back because he knew he ain't do shit.
Oh, he ain't even give you that.
He ain't give me the blend out in the back.
Damn.
So I was already visibly hot in the chair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? After, you know what I'm saying?
And we'll now never be in this bitch.
No, I already knew it wasn't what I was, it wasn't going to be right. So I was like, fuck it. I just let him finish it out. And I asked him how much it was. I gave him exactly how much it was.
No tip.
No. I ain't tip him. I just had the ice cube. I had the ice cube motherfucking shit.
The furrow.
Yeah, the furrow brow for the last 10 minutes of the cut. And I paid him and I dipped.
Let me ask you a question. Because I feel you. It's two questions I had to ask you.
All right.
One, you the person paying for your own cut.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it still feel like I don't want to make a scene. There's a different word for it, but it's in that same lane where it's like, I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to make, you know what I mean? Not make a scene. Yeah, I don't want to step on nobody's toe. Even though it's your hair, your money. But for whatever reason, when it comes to barbershop advocation, you don't want to be a total dickhead and be like, I need this.
Yeah, because once they fuck up and they start going in another direction, it only gets worse.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't going to get no better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, all right, yo.
You cut lost these faith.
Yeah, I lost total
faith. He was like, this guy can't do it.
Nah, he can't do
it. I'm never fucking with him again.
You know what I'm saying? And then, and barbers, from what I noticed, barbers hate when, you know, I came in, I had the hat on.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I put that hat on before you like, bah, I put the hat on.
Shut his whole
you
shit down.
You know what I'm saying? Got the fuck up out of there.
Like, I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? I put the hat on before I got out of the chair.
Damn. And then the other thing is,
but
go ahead.
You don't wanna be a dick because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, you can't teach a motherfucker art.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, I had to go to a barber and then one side don't match the other side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then when you try to tell them, they fuck the shit up even worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, some people don't got the art, man. Yeah, you gotta find it. You gotta find the artist, man. Yeah. And when you find them, you gotta keep them.
You gotta stay consistent. And the other thing, what was I saying? We talking about the barber shit. Tipping. So you said no tip for you.
No, sir.
Right?
No,
so I was in a situation yesterday. Went to a restaurant. And I felt like they were right. You know what I mean? They was right. I mean, but it's like the pricing was hidden in a way where I thought it was one thing, but it wasn't.
Right.
And I didn't like how they handled the presentation of the facts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it got a little colder than it need to be. We've been in here having a good time for well over an hour.
Right.
You know what I mean? Shit was cool. You know what I'm saying? Meal was sufficient. What's the deal with these mathematics? That, you know, when they, well, actually, you know, it was one of them where you like, ah, damn. So then I did not tip. But I typically default, I go 20%, right? Just off the strip. You know, black guy in the world trying to fight the stigma, the stereotype.
No doubt.
I did this nigga 18%. Because you know, sometimes they give you the little shit. And you the
shouldn't
shit.
Even be mad. 18 should
no,
be.
No, he should be he mad, but I felt up. Petty to the motherfucker because it was a petty thing, but it was still the principle.
Right.
At
I would have gave you 20.
Right. At what point does the petty in the principle, where's that pendulum at where you get a happy medium?
The petty is let them know that it, you know what I'm saying, 18% could have just been your standard 18%.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 10,
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's letting them know.
Yeah.
Nothing is definitely like, but nothing could also go like,
that's disrespectful.
This motherfucker just don't tell.
He ain't got it. He shouldn't even eat. Oh,
cheap motherfucker. Yeah, shouldn't even been here.
Right.
You think it could go that way, but it don't matter once you leave. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're going back.
Unless they screenshot your shit and put it on the gram.
Yeah, but that's you. Nigga. That's you. You know what I mean? You got more of a TV presence.
Right.
But Anonymous Joe.
You could get away with it.
Man, please. You know, 10% is like, yeah.
Right.
You did your job.
Yeah.
But, brother, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You need to do that shit a little better.
Yeah, you need to step up. Nothing is you done pissed me all the way the fuck off in a restaurant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You done pushed me to the edge. The food came late. You done did all kind of shit.
Yeah, you was disrespectful.
For me to give you nothing. Nothing is.
Now I'm on this Andy Rooney vibe.
Who was Andy Rooney?
Andy Rooney was this cat. He used to be on 60 Minutes. Old curmudgeon. He was a curmudgeon. He was an old cat that, like, every day at the end of the 60 Minutes, he would have a little segment of whatever, like, got him upset for the week, what grinded his gears. Like, you go on YouTube, look up Andy Rooney. He's dead now, but he used to be that type of motherfucker.
He's a curmudgeon.
Well, I was just thinking about this shit. I had to update my cable boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know you're a cord cutter, and you don't fuck with the cable box. But, nigga, first of all, two things. One, not the biggest thing. The cable boxes now, they so streamlined, you can't even plug nothing into the back of the cable box. So, you know, that was like a nice little extra outlet.
Right.
Plug some shit in, boop, and you can save a little something on your fucking, whatever you call it, what them shit's called, the little surge protector.
Mm.
Now, cable boxes don't even have a fucking clock on them shits. What the fuck is going on? The cable box don't have a clock.
Y'all, all these iPhones and shit, why are we putting a clock in the box for?
But it's been there for all this time, so you used to.
It's like the living room clock.
Yeah, it's your living room clock, the bedroom, you know what I mean? The clock, you know what I mean?
Pull out your VCR
I guess so.
That shit always flashing 12 o'clock anyway.
But that shit is, I don't know if I fuck with that. I don't know if I don't support that. That's like how they got rid of the headphone jack on the iPhone. Shit. Like, what's up, B? You couldn't spare a clock? You know what I mean? I got to go buy a fucking dedicated clock or I got to use my phone.
The clock come up on the TV, though.
Yeah, but if the TV's off, if I'm running around, I turn the TV. Because typically when I'm in a rush, I'm running late, I know to turn the TV off because that's what's going to kill me.
Right.
If the news story's still on and I'm going to be tuned in, I'm going to be even more late. So I boom, boom, I turn the shit off and all I do is I consult with it as the clock. Now it's not a clock, so now I need some new shit. Sometimes my iPhone be all over the place.
Right.
And then I got to look for that shit. I like to have my little boom. I'm obviously, it's just learned behavior. I'm going to be 2 weeks late, I'm going to be good. But
you have to get your big face Rolex and call it a day.
Ooh, you right. You right. I got to talk to Spectrum, see if they give me a big face Rolex for being such a loyal customer.
Yeah. I haven't had a clock on the box in a long time.
Right, so you ain't even.
My cord cutting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you done cut that cord a while. Yeah, I might fuck around and cut it.
I mean, it's better. It's easier nowadays. In the early days of cutting the cord. It's like
this guy. Back in my day, back in the day,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was rough and tumble.
Yeah. Oh man!
But it's pretty easy now. You got fire sticks and shit where you can get all that shit.
Yeah, nigga, just got. I seen.
You know what I'm saying?
About to say something incriminating, but that's true.
You get fire stick and have it popping.
Be right in the mix.
All up.
Speaking of that, where you gonna be this week, man? Tell the people,
man. I mean, it's a possibility if I finish this other project that I'll be in the OVO situation.
Ooh, that's this weekend, right?
Yeah.
It's a very old school, like, review.
I didn't even see the lineup. I don't really know what I mean?
All, like, early aughts R&B. It's like B2K, okay. Mario. You know, like, right. I guess those guys kind of shaped a lot of what Drake does. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he paying
light
homage.
Light skin, keep sweat.
Yeah, intergenerational props.
Yeah, intergenerational props.
So
baby.
I might be there.
That's
hard.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If not, I'll just be chilling.
Well, there you go. There you go.
You well, catch me that. On the gram, at Mr. Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter, at Mr. Muhammad.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm right here next week.
There you go.
As we always do.
That's what's up. Sunday night, Stand Up New York, 8 p.m. show. Check me out. I might have some shows between now and then. That'll pop up on DamianLemon.com or follow me on Instagram or Twitter, DLemon Comedy. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yes, sir.
We are out.
The conversation.